you don't mind me bringing my
towel. Well, tonight is really a wonderful night. And I'm going to apologize for the church for not having the air conditioning on. I have this feeling that their secretary may not have been here today, because I called and told her that we would be here, and normally she turns it on, and whoever was supposed to do that, I don't think did. So I'm sorry about that. But tonight's a great night, because 40 years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Frank Neville who walked around the town and taught bands and had a band and played all kinds of music. And the history of the band here, as you've probably read in some of the press releases, goes way back to the 1860s. And from then, through about the Depression, there was some kind of a band. In fact, there was one time that there were two bands in town, and they used to have, they called each other names, and they drove by each other and honked their horns during concerts and all kinds of weird stuff. But anyway, in 1977, Frank and three of his friends, I believe, organized this band that now we're in our 40th year. And so I would like to ask the four people in the band tonight that were charter members of that original 1977 band, and I'd like you to come and join me down here. So we have Mary Ellis, who plays the piccolo, and you've seen her forever here, right? You know Mary Ellis. And we have Chris Mengus here on the end, a clarinet player and also a tenor sax player that's been with us for all those years. I know how old Moses felt, right? And we got Mitch and Mike. Mike. And Mike's the trumpet player, and the band all knows him, Barb, because he took your place. He's the one that pays everybody. So, Mike Dilbo. And this little guy here, his name's Tom Billen. And if you attend any of our Christmas concerts, which I hope you do, and if you haven't, it's on December 11th at 3, right here. Tom writes a lot of the music that we play. Right?
Yeah.
So, that's good.
Thank you.
Very good. You know, as I said that to you, I was just thinking about how Frank was. He would stand there and he'd introduce somebody like that and he'd say, "That's really good. Really good." And of course, down here is Mike's brother, Mitch. I asked which one of them was older, and Mike said they guessed and said he was. I think that's wrong. I think Mitch is probably older. Congratulations.
But by about 3 seconds.
Anyway, I would like to just ask these folks to just take a moment, and I kind of gave them a heads up about this to think about. Except Mitch, you weren't on my list, so
they must. I am now.
Yeah, I got a feeling I'm on your list. Anyway, I'm just going to sit down and listen to what you have to say, Mitch.
Well, the lesson that I took from Frank, that he groomed me for his band, and that opened a lot of doors for me to still be playing today. The one thing that we did, that my brother and I switched on Frank one time in our lessons, and I went in with his trombone and he said, "Why can't you play that horn?" And That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
A lot of the reason I'm immersed so deeply into this business, as I pointed out to Barb at the service, I went there the night before, is because Frank got me turned on to this business, and I have been turned off, so I'm playing all the time with any band I can. And one of the things I remember with Frank was I thought he was a great salesman. He was able to get it across. I mean, he had a slogan, nice music for nice people. And that was printed on the tops of things. And in Dayton, he was the band. He was the society band. I learned so much about playing society type music that I wound up getting hired later on to play on Alaskan Cruise with a band that played society band. It was all because of Frank.
I'm in trouble now. Yeah, Frank, you know, he helped me a lot playing trombone, and he had the connections, and he got us on television when we were 16 years old, playing on a show called The Rising Generation. We had a trombone quartet and a trumpet quartet, and we had some four-part modern music. They wouldn't let us play that. They wouldn't let you play the old stuff, you know, so. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
It's been my pleasure to be in Sydney all of these years and to play with for you. It's been my pleasure to know Barb and her family. And so my experiences have all been pluses with the Nevilles. I appreciate their friendship.
To the mid-40s when I first met Mrs. Neville from Piqua, the best-looking girl Piqua ever sent to Sydney. And she used to stop by my house and pick up my older sister, and they would go off to high school. And I say, I got a crush on her, Barb. And I've known her ever since, and you've heard about Frank, but let me tell you, behind every good man, there's a great woman, and that is Barb.
Thank you very much.
Barbara, I would like you to come up for just a moment, if you would. Take one step up here so we can see it. Really, I'll never forget the first time that I really got to know Frank. I walked into his office up on Park Street with the Metropolitan Housing because I was a pastor here, and I was talking to him about getting places for people to live that were in a building downtown that was going to be torn down. And so I was talking to Frank, and we got talking about different things, and you know, I can just still picture him sitting behind his desk. So tell me where you're from. So I told him, and what do you like to do, or whatever. And I said, well, I'm a pastor, but I'm also a musician. He says, oh, a musician. He says, and what do you play? Oboe. Oboe? I've been looking for one of those for years. And so, 3 weeks later, I was sitting here in the band in 1988, 11 years after all those older guys started. But anyway, and that was my beginning of getting to know Frank, and over the years, when he'd go away, he'd give me the opportunity to direct the band a few times, and that was fun. And he'd always pick really tough music for me to do, Barb. He did it on purpose. Say that out loud.
He did that on purpose.
See, I told you. But actually, the band always did a great job. And so, at any rate, Frank and I became really good friends, and I really miss Frank. He was the kind of guy you could sit down to, you could go to the spot, get a cup of coffee or something, just sit and talk and talk and talk and talk, and he was great. And Barb, I have to agree, Chris, with you, that Barb is the one who, all through Frank's life, which would have been today, 67 years today. Now, I'm a spiritual kind of guy, and I happen to think that Frank's here. Now, you know, you may not see him, but every now and then when I'm up there directing, I hear him say something to me. I'll tell you later what he says. It's like one time a few weeks, or months, a couple of years, I guess. A couple of years ago, I had a chance to sit down in one of the chairs next to Frank when he was at a concert downtown. And one of these fellows up here was directing the band, and I sat down next to him, and he leaned over to me and he said, "Say, where in the world did you get all those fabulous clarinet players?" He says, "I've never heard the clarinet section like this." I said, "They just fell out of these trees." And he looked at me kind of funny, you know. But really, I love Frank. And I just want to say thank you, Barb, for everything you did. That everybody, you know, loved Frank. But this is the secret, I think, to keeping him in line in the sense of what he needed to do next. And did you make sure you got your bow tie? And did you forget your, did you remember your tuxedo pants? And the payroll and all those kind of things. Because Frank just didn't do this band, as you know, he did his big band as well. And how many of you heard Frank Neville Big Band on the Court Square? Right. Very good. Well, Barb, we have a gift for you. It's just a little token of our love for you and Frank and everything that you've done for the band. So you can say these were from him today for your anniversary and from the band. And we all love Barb. Thank you.
Thank you, members, Phil, Barb, and Neville family. Of course, as we move into intermission, a typical Frank Neville patriotic tribute to the good old USA is in order. Remember to put those spot pie answers down here, and also vote, if you will, write down your favorite tune that you would like to hear that the band has played, and Phil will try to put that together for you on the 21st. The concert on the 21st will be the people's favorites. Take care of those Relay for Life team folks back there, and those funds go toward the important work of fighting cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, the good old USA.